You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. About a year ago, we introduced you to Amy Donahue, who generated a lot of buzz online with "Social Media Stole My Kidney." It was her story of donating a kidney to a complete stranger because of Twitter. She's become an advocate for organ donation, has been working on a documentary. Amy is here with director James Petragallo to talk with us again. Amy, good morning.
Hi.
So give us just the Cliff's Notes version to say it better than I did. Tell us about how social media stole your kidney.
About 3.5 years ago, I saw a tweet from a woman. We had been following each other for about a year, and I knew her mom was sick. She was having a conversation with another mutual friend about her mom finally agreeing to be put on the organ donor list, and I jumped in and said, I'll do it. I'll donate my kidney. What do I have to do? So that was April 19th, 2011, I donated. And then just about 2 years ago to the day, I ran into Jimmy at a show and I said, hey, you know, I've been thinking about making this documentary to drive around the country and meet other kidney donors to raise awareness. And without hesitation, he was in. And we drove about almost 8,000 miles last year, May, to film the movie.
I want to ask James more specifics about the movie, but one more question for you. When you went out and met all these people, these are people who received donations, were donors as well?
They were all donors who I met mostly via groups on Facebook.
Did they want to talk to you, Amy?
I never had anybody who didn't want to talk to us because as organ donors, we're huge champions for the cause because we were fine. You know, we were healthy, and without hesitation, everybody we asked in the film if they would do it again, everybody said, yeah, within seconds.
James, what do you want this movie to look like? What does it look like at this point?
Well, at this point, it looks like a timeline of lots of disassembled chunks at this point. But honestly, we want it to be, I don't know anything about the kidney world or anything like that. I'm a comedian. She approached me with this. So basically, I wanted to make this accessible to people who aren't already involved in this world. Make it funny, make it entertaining, and also, you know, obviously informative and get people to want to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, you were talking about making people laugh, but you also, I mean, people are affected by so many things when it comes to the emotions. Mm-hmm. I want to have you both talk about what are some things that you heard that maybe you didn't expect to hear, or some things that really affected you more, whether in terms of laughter or tears.
For me personally, our third day filming, I think we were in LA, and we spoke with Jenna.
Yes.
Jenna, a girl.
And Carol.
And Carol, her's her mother, and Carol's a big advocate, and Jenna actually needs a kidney, and I believe she needs a second kidney. She's really, really having a lot of problems, and they were so emotional about it. And that's when it really, you know, kind of struck like, wow, this is a life and death thing. And it's not just an issue. It's a real, there's a real person sitting here crying, begging for her life. And that really hit me right in the gut.
Amy, what about you?
You know, for me, the entire trip was finally meeting people who I knew. And I get choked up when I watch the trailer. I get choked up right now just thinking about the connections that we made. But I'd have to reiterate what James said, speaking to someone who was on dialysis, because my recipient never went on dialysis. She controlled everything with a very strict diet. That day was pretty tough for both of us, but it was very emotional.
How did you know you made the right call? I mean, did you know... Were you convinced that things were going to work out okay for you and the woman? What was the nickname you gave to the
Tiny Mom?
Right. but how excited or how nervous were you once you'd made that decision?
Well, I had been through a lot during the testing process. I had lost my job. We had a lot of good and bad publicity. I just wanted it over with, frankly. I wheeled in and I told the Today Show and I swore and I said, get that blank camera out of my face. I was done. I just wanted it over with. I wanted her to be healthy, and I didn't get to see her until the next day. Mm. And she's doing very well right now.
So as far as the people you talked to on the road when you and James were out filming this, did you hear from people who had doubts and concerns that were unfamiliar to you? Were you hearing things that maybe you felt for a couple of seconds but didn't? Because, I mean, you're as much as you'd been through, the fact with your comic background and whatnot, I think people feel like you can find some way to joke about things, whereas people who in other situations maybe can't. Did you find that as well? I mean, did you find that it took them a while or a little bit longer to adjust to the situation than you?
I don't think so, because everyone had such an amazing sense of humor. We have comedian Alonzo Bowden in the film. So, like, there was a lot of fun, too. And when we stopped in Detroit, we actually performed that night with the donor in Detroit, okay, who does comedy.
Right.
These people are all very spunky. They're all really, like, they had spirit. Like, all of them had a certain, there was a certain through line there of a certain spirit, which I guess you could understand for people that would just go out of their own volition and do something like that.
So. Well, how many people did you guys interview?
Oh, God, what was it?
14.
14 is what I thought, too, so we'll say
and
14.
How many do you expect to actually be in the movie, and how many on the cutting room floor?
Right now, they're all in there, okay, but we're in a rough cut.
But it's a
so
seven-hour director's cut,
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, that's going to be a really long one. It's going to be like Godfather whole series together, so.
So do you have a vision right now for how you want the structure to play out, where you want the narrative to go?
That's what we're playing with right now, is the narrative and kind of just how we want to present it. But generally, yeah, I have a kind of a thing that I'm doing and putting it together. And yeah, I have a plan at this point, a plan of attack to get this thing all finally put together.
Just without giving away too much, James, I wouldn't ask you that. Is it a linear approach? Is it something you feel like, okay, we don't really want to go timeline, we want to try something a little bit different?
Yeah, we're going to, it's a little bit, we're going to jump around a little bit, and we're going to, I'm going to intercut a lot too. I found old movies that have, like, from the 50s, public domain movies from, like, you know, the transplanted brain, and like people are freaking out about transplants. So just kind of to show how ridiculous, that's how people think of transplanting, mm-hmm, a lot of people. So, you know, we're just kind of try to put a light on that, if that's ridiculous, and make it, this is reality, and show these people.
So, Amy, if you can, take us back. This is post-donation now, but like right after the donation and your life now, how has it changed?
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I could put that all together. I mean, I just felt like I couldn't stop as far as talking about it and getting it out there, because when you have a Twitter follower who says, I'm donating in 2 weeks because of you, and I had... last night I got a message on Facebook from a guy who's in the kidney world, and he said, oh, I just showed my wife the trailer. Can you email her because she wants to donate now? Mm. When those kinds of things happen, you keep going, and I'm a monster. I seriously am. I'm like the kidney beast out there, and you can't stop me from talking about it because it changed my life, and it gave me a purpose. I don't have kids. So this is my baby. This is, when you have kids, you leave a legacy of raising amazing human beings. And the kidney donation and everything since then, that's my legacy. That's what I want to be known for.
James, last thing for you then. What's the journey been like to, as you said, to be a total novice when it comes to donations or organ donation, and now you've been through this with Amy?
It was 0 to 60 very quickly. It went from I know nothing to people telling us their most intimate medical details and me taking it all in, and it's been a crash course. But now I could probably be a kidney doctor just tomorrow if you just let me out there. I could probably fake my way through it for a day. I think I know that much at this point, but it's been interesting, I'll say that.
And finally, if things work out well with funding and whatnot, what's the timeline you guys are hoping for to have this all done?
We'd like to have it done. We're going to go to festivals next year, 2015 festivals. We want to give ourselves enough time to really, really cut it correctly and all that. We have 85 hours of footage, so it's just a jumble. So, okay. Yeah, we want festivals next year. Start with Sundance, South by Southwest, and hopefully we'll get into something like that. So,
James Petragallo, Amy Donahue. You know Amy from social media, Stole My Kidney. Guys, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.